Blog Talk Radio.
Salvation is your deliverance from sin and the consequences of those sins, or sin, whatever it may be. I want you, sheep, to turn your Bibles to the book of Luke, chapter 3, and I will start reading at verse 3, and it says, "And he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching and baptizing of repentance for the remission of sin, as it is written in the book of the word of Elijah, the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way for the Lord, make his path straight. And I am saying that too. My Father in heaven, I don't know why he told me, why he gave me the dream, but he told me to be the sheep. And the only way that I knew how to do it was to read the Bible to you. And I'm not a good reader at that, but I do the best that I can. And I will make mistakes. Verse 5, every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, shall be made straight, and the rough way shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." Amen to that. That's what we want. We want to be delivered from sin and its consequences. And right here in Luke chapter 3, verse 6 says, "And all flesh shall see the salvation of God." So we are all going to see the salvation. Hopefully we will do what he tells us to do. And we only have a short time to do it. We don't know when our lives, when our Father will say, "Child, it's time to come home." And then we will have to give up the ghost. And you should do your work now while you have a chance. You may not have this chance 10 years from now, or next year, or the next minute. Then said he to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him, O generation of vipers, you know what a viper is, right? They are snakes. Who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? I'm trying to tell you the repentance. That is what this chapter 3 tells you, verse 3. Repent. Whatever you were doing that's not of God, turn around, leave it alone, run away from it, because you want the Father to forgive you or give to you the remission of sin. He wants to blot those sins out from you. You know, just be a man about it or a woman about it. You just say, I'm not doing this anymore because it is not godly. Or it would prevent me from getting into heaven. Verse 7, then said to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him, O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? And the wrath is going to come. And it's going to start in the Middle East. Those of you who have not been listening and watching. Verse 8, bring forth therefore worthy of repentance and begin to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able to, let me start that again, God is able of these stones to issue up children of Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Every tree therefore there which bringeth not good fruit is hewn down, is cut down and cast in the fire. Our Father is telling you this. Every tree that does not bring forth good fruit, I know that you sheep are good who are listening to me, because you are. I try to be whatever I do. I try to do, make good or tell you those good things so that they can stop doing whatever they're doing that's not of God, so that they will be not be cast into the fire. And the people asked of him, saying, what shall we do? And he answered and said unto them, he that has two coats, let him impart to him that has none, and he that has meat, let him do likewise. Then came unto the publican to be baptized and said unto him, Master, what shall we do? And he said unto them, drink no more than what which is appointed to you, appointed you. And then the soldier likewise demanded him, saying, and what shall we do? And the Lord said unto them, do violence to no man, neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages. And as the people were in expectation, all the men mused in their hearts of John, whether he were the Christ or not. John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but the one mightier than me, I cometh, the latches whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And let me just read on a little bit further. I want you to skip down to verse 22 of Luke chapter 3. And I want to read this. I just picked this up. I just saw this a minute or so ago. I want you to know this, sheep. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape. God, maybe I should I stop reading to you in verse 15. Maybe I should read all the way down to verse 23, because it's important that you know what's in between here to me, at least I think that. And then I will get to the lesson that I am to bring to you today. And as the people were expecting, and all men mused in their hearts of John, whether he was the Christ or not, John answered, saying unto them, how I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latches whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and will gather the wheat into the grinder, but the shaft he will burn with fire unquenchable. That means he can't put it out. He's going to burn with fire, and no one can put it out. It will be put out when he gets ready for it to go out. And many other things in his exhortation preached he unto the people. But Herod the Tetrarch, being reproved by him for Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, and all the evils which Herod had done, adding yet above all that he shut John up in prison. Then when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus began to baptize and prepare the heaven was open, and the Holy Ghost descended. Descended means to come down in a bodily form like a dove unto him, and a voice came from heaven saying, which said, thou means you are my son, in thee means you, in you I am well pleased. That's what the Father, after Jesus got baptized by John the Baptist here, the Holy Ghost came down, descending. Well, descending means to come down in a bodily shape, like a dove, which said, and a voice came from heaven, which said, thou are my beloved son, and thee I am well pleased. And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, which was the son of Heli. And that's where I am going to stop today. I have read to you from the book of Luke, verses 3 through 23. Father, give you all a blessing and a reading of this word. Now, let us say a little prayer. to you all. Excuse me, I had to burp. I don't know why. All the time I seem to have to burp when I want to pray to our Father in heaven. Let's go. You say your prayer, and I'll say my prayer. Go ahead and talk to your Father, our Father in heaven. He's our Father. He's the Father of the Hebrews. That's who I am praying to. And I ask that you pray to as well. Come on, pray with me. You say your prayer. Talk to him. You say your prayer to yourself. And I will say my prayer where you all can hear what I say. Our Father in heaven, Father of the Hebrews, I just want to thank you for this beautiful, glorious day. Even though it's cold outside, I ask that you, Father, go into the hospitals and heal those people who are sick and continue on to provide shelter to those who are homeless and did not have a place to stay and does not have a place to stay. I ask you to provide heat for them. And you have been doing that. I want to thank you. You must have heard my prayer because some of the people in Detroit have provided, opened up churches and provided warm places for these people to come in. And, of course, you have been providing them with food. I want to thank you for that. You have been so good to us, even though some people may not want to come into church and they prefer to stay out in the cold. You still provided them with blankets and whatever you could and a warm meal if they would accept them. Or cold cut sandwiches if they would accept it. I want to personally say thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for giving us sheep, allowing us sheep to have sane, sound mind, giving us good health as well as prosperity. I thank you for all of that. And I thank you, Father, for continuing to keep natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, as well as chemical disasters. I say this as a quick prayer. I know that some folks may disagree with me, but that's them. I'm trying to do your will. I'm doing what you told me to do. And I think, I hope that listening to this program on Blog Talk Radio, because you have allowed me to teach out of the Bible, what I say to most people are not my words, but these, what I'm about to say now is, thank you, Father. I say that prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. Now, I'm about to say my words. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. I read from the book of Exodus. Also, I want you to find the prayer in the, not the prayer, the Ten Commandments in the book of Exodus, as well as Exodus chapter 20, as well as in Deuteronomy chapter 5 through verse 7 through 21. Read it for yourself. You'll find that I'm not telling you a falsehood. I want you to understand what Ten Commandments says, and I teach you all of the Bible. As well, when I get finished reading the Old Testament, I plan to go to the New Testament. I read from the King James Bible. And I want you to know that I ask that all who are listening to me have your three P's ready. And I am old school, meaning that I have pen, pencil, and paper. I don't have the new technology that today, like notebooks and the other gadgets that you have to record or write down what I tell you. I ask that you all read the Bible and understand it. I know that many of you are intelligent, and don't be like this white guy in Saline, Texas, who set himself on fire. He was a minister of the word, and he had read the whole Bible, and all his life, his parents had raised him up to think that we black folks were tonic or toxic lies. His parents had lied to him, and when he read the Bible and knew that the Bible was mostly talking about us black people, the Hebrews, the real Hebrews, he killed himself because he set himself on fire. You don't do that. If you are sad for your wrongdoings or your bad sayings and your mistreatment of people, set yourself on fire. Our Father in heaven, if he wants to, he will set you on fire. Don't you do it. And remember, I always tell you, I will forget to tell you, Hosea 4, verse 6. Hosea, that's in the Old Testament, is spelled Hosea 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge. Now, who kept us out of school for over almost 400 years? We just began to read within the last 150 years. He says, because thou have rejected knowledge. I have not rejected knowledge, and I'm not calling my father a liar. I want to know more. I will also reject thee, that you be no priest to me, seeing you have forgotten the law of God. I will also forget thy children. And I also tell you, see, to read 2 Timothy chapter 2, King. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shun profanity and vain babbling. You know how some people there babble at a drop of a hat. I don't think you can do that. I know that when I started crying and talking to the Lord, all of a sudden I started talking in a foreign language. And I got the chance to go into the room where God was, because I had been praying to Jesus. I was wondering why God wouldn't do this and that and the other for me. And he allowed me to come in there, and he started letting me feel waters running in my belly. And I was just crying and talking to him. And when he gave me the sign to leave, I didn't want to go. And I just fell asleep. The water was running. I felt so good. The running water was in my belly. It was some people. You can't do that. Or those of you who just dropped the hat and start talking like babbling, you know that God is watching you and all that you say and do. He has a, what is it? He has a book. And you want to be in that book. And when he starts, when you stop for you to explain what you're doing, you can say good things. And all the bad things will be gone. You know, like the word said, he wants to forgive all of your sins and its consequences. That's salvation. That's what you want. Now, see, I have talked way too much. I want you to turn where I left off in the book of Numbers, chapter 28. And I will start reading there. And I will hopefully read as much as I can within the next 18 minutes to you. Numbers chapter 13, verse 28. Nevertheless, the people be strong, dwell in the land, and the cities are walled, and every great and law, and moreover, we saw the children of Anak, and the children of Anak are the Amalekites. Verse 29, and they were like, I guess they were about, I would think about 7 feet tall. They were large people. Verse 29. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites live in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. Well, that's the land of milk and honey. That's where we probably need to go. Where we will probably go when they start this World War III. And that's coming. It's coming. Get prepared. Rebuke your sins. Get away from your sins. Stop doing them. And be baptized. Just don't do those sins anymore. Stop doing them. And give your life to God. And Caleb still the people before Moses. I'm thinking where he still the people, he made them quiet and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land which we have gone to search it is a land that eat up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. When he said, thinking about they're taller and bigger than they were. I'm thinking most of them were about 7 or 8 feet, and maybe over 250 pounds. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which came of the giants. And we were in our own eyesight as grasshoppers. So we were in their sight. That is the reading of verse 13. Again, see if I read verse up to verse 13, and I couldn't finish it last week. Well, the last time I was with you, and I'll come back today. I have my program on Tuesdays and on Friday afternoons at 5 o'clock. You can catch me on Blog Talk Radio on Tuesdays at 11 o'clock, as well on Fridays afternoon at 5 o'clock. Let's go into Numbers chapter 14. And I will read as much of it to you today as I can. We know that the people went in verse 13. They went and searched out the land. Moses had told them in other 12 tribes, they were to give one person to go. And he gave Caleb. And I say, yay, because I think that I am from the tribe of Judah. And when Caleb said that we can go before those people that possess the land, yay, I am happy. Because I'm trying to figure out, why is it that my Father in heaven allowed me to hear him speak to me? I think that I'm from the tribe of Judah. So that's what I'm beginning to think now. Numbers chapter 14. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried. And the people wept all that night. And the children of Israel mourned against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in the wilderness? Wherefore has the Lord brought us into this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? We were not it better for us to return to Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain and let us return to Egypt. And Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. Rent means to tear their clothes. And they spoke unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to search it is an exceedingly good land. Exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not yet against the Lord, neither fear the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. And all the congregation bade stone them with stone. And the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before the children of Israel. And the Lord said unto them, and the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere, that ere, E-R-E, means before they believe me? For all the signs which I have showed among them, I will smite them with pestilence. Let me read verse 12 again. I will smite them with the pestilence, and pestilence means like a disease or like AIDS or something bad like that, or STD a pestilence is a disease, and disinherit them, and will make of you a greater nation and mightier than they. And Moses said unto the Lord, then the Egyptians shall hear it, for thou broughtest up this people in thy might from among them, and they will tell it to the inhabitants of the land, for they have heard that thou, that you, Lord, are among this people, that thou, you, it means you, Lord, are seen face to face, and that the cloud standeth over them, and that the cloud goeth before them by day time in a pillar of a cloud and in a pillar of fire by night. Now, if thou shalt kill all that the people, let me read verse 15 again. Now, if thou shalt kill all this people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of you will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land which he swore unto them before he had slain them in the wilderness. And now I beseech you, let the power of the Lord be great according as thou, means you, has spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquities and transgression, that sin and wickedness, sinfulness and wickedness, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto generation. Pardon, I beseech you, the iniquity of this people according to the greatness, according to the greatness of thy mercy, well, thy your mercy, and as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word, but as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Because of these men, of those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and I have not listened, I have not hearkened to their voice, I have not listened to their voice. Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them provoke me to see it, provoke me. Let me read that again. Verse 23 of chapter 14. Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see yet. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and has followed me fully, him will I bring into the land wherein he went, and his seed shall possess it. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwelt in the valley. Tomorrow turn you and get you into the wilderness by way of the Red Sea. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? And I have heard the murmuring of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say unto them, truly as I live, said the Lord, as ye have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness and be all that were numbered to you according to your number from 20 years old and upward, which have numbered against murmured against me. Doubtless ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swore to make you to dwell therein, say Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. But your little ones, which you should be a prey, them I will bring in, and they shall know the land which I have despised. And despise means hate. But as for you, your carcasses shall fall in the wilderness, and your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years. That's 40 years. So if someone asks you how long did they land, they wander in the wilderness, you are going to say 40 years. And I am going to stop right here. Let me see. I will pick up at verse 34 next time. You know that your children shall wander for 40 years. Now let's say a quick word of closing prayer. Father, which art in heaven, thank you so much for taking care of us, even protecting your protection. You're protecting us in our sleep from all the evil that the evil one wants to bring upon us. Thank you so much. And thank you for keeping the hands away from us. And we thank you in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Also, I want you to remember, as in James chapter 4, verse 15, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you this Friday evening. Thank you. There is so much more that you should know. Let me put my sign on. And then I want you to go to Amazon and buy my book, The Unseen, The Passing, and The Broken Heart. All the other books by me, written by me. S-O-N-D-R-A.
Father,
and then remember that again.
Help your children. And don't let them fall by the side of the road. Teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts. walk on through temptation, 'cause he